For WKU Public Radio, I'm Becca Schimmel. A coalition of conservation groups is suing the Trump administration over changes to a 100-year-old law protecting migrating birds. Late last year, the administration announced a seemingly minor change to just two words in the Migratory Bird Treaty Act. As Brittany Patterson reports, those two little words have big implications for thousands of birds that migrate over the Ohio Valley.
On a recent chilly Tuesday morning, about 20 people filed along a winding dirt path leading deeper into West Virginia University's Arboretum in Morgantown. Armed with binoculars, smartphones, and hiking boots, the group is determined to spot and identify the chittering birds hidden in the trees above.
There's a good local bird singing. They do migrate south and come back in the spring, but he'll nest here. The one says, drink your tea. Right there, you hear it? Listen.
Over the next 2 hours, the birders will identify more than a dozen species. Bay-breasted warblers, Swainson's thrush, and yes, that eastern towhee. Many have returned from the sun-drenched forests of Central America to nest up north during spring migration. Migratory birds are important ecological and economical drivers. Each year, birders spend an estimated $41 billion on trips and equipment. And birds serve as the proverbial canary in the coal mine for our ecosystems.
These birds are supposed to be honest indicators of our natural world and the environment. And so when their populations are suffering, that might be an indication that something is not right in the environment.
That's Christopher Latuma, an assistant professor and wildlife biologist at WVU. Latuma says that for the last century, the Migratory Bird Treaty Act has protected more than 1,000 species, including that towhee we heard.
It is kind of an umbrella law. It's kind of a catch-all law for migratory birds. But it's an important one because I think it forces entities to be accountable for their actions, at least as they relate to birds.
But one component of the law has become controversial. It's something called incidental take. That's when birds are unintentionally killed by something, a building, power lines, wind turbines, or the containment ponds associated with oil and gas drilling. These open pits near oil and gas operations often contain toxic drilling fluids, but birds don't know that. At the Avian Conservation Center of Appalachia, near Morgantown, West Virginia, Jesse and Katie Fallon treat and rehabilitate sick and injured birds, like this oil-covered pied-billed grebe. The small brown migratory water bird was fished out of a pond at a fracking site somewhere nearby.
He was just drenched in it. He had several baths with Dawn dish soap that, you know, he wasn't too fond of us bathing him with the dish soap, but he was happy to float in the water and try to preen.
Preening is when birds run their beaks over their feathers trying to clean them off, which causes them to inadvertently ingest some of the material.
And in the case of oil, that's toxic. So this bird trying to keep himself clean, he was poisoning himself at the same time.
Video on the center's Facebook page showed the grebe seemed to enjoy a nice warm blow dry after a scrub in the tub. But as is the case with most of the birds the Fallons receive from oil and gas operations, within a day, the grebe had died. Until recently, Jesse says someone could have been held responsible for the bird's death.
By the Migratory Bird Treaty Act being able to be applied towards incidental take, that would encourage companies from a financial perspective to cover their ponds. Now we have to rely essentially on the common sense and the conservation mindset of those companies.
Since the 1970s, the federal government has sometimes chosen to prosecute operators using the incidental take provision. More often, the Fish and Wildlife Service works with industry to prevent deaths by installing nets over oil and gas ponds and changing lights on wind turbines to attract fewer birds. In December, the Interior Department took prosecution off the table. It announced incidental take would no longer be banned. In its legal opinion, the agency said the provision hangs the sword of Damocles over the head of industry. Lowell Rothschild is an environmental lawyer with more than 20 years of experience representing the oil and gas sector. He says the law's broad framing poses challenges.
The Migratory Bird Treaty Act it's difficult to comply with, and it's also difficult to equitably administer.
Oil and gas industry group the Independent Petroleum Association of America praised the change and said the previous interpretation of incidental take expanded the law beyond its original goals and placed blame on lawful industries. But for advocates of the law, the change raises red flags. Interior's move prompted backlash from 17 former agency officials who served under Republican and Democratic administrations. In a letter, they wrote the new interpretation of the law, quote, creates a huge loophole. Eric Schneider is a policy analyst for Audubon, and he agrees.
While not every case is going to be enforced, I think by having a number of fines in the past, by having that potential is really what brings these companies to the table.
A coalition of national environmental groups recently sued the Interior Department. They argue the agency exceeded its authority when it decided the law only applies to the purposeful killing of birds and not incidental take. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Brittany Patterson in Morgantown, West Virginia.
The Ohio Valley Resource is made possible by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and WKU Public Radio.